ugh, 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 ugh. I am peace when I give up fighting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. I am peace when I give up fighting. Oh my. People come to me and say, I have this problem, I have that problem, I have this worry, and they're fighting it, and they're fighting it, and they're saying, I'm sick. I say, now stop it. Start saying, I am peace. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body. But that's not true. That's not true. And they fight it with me. And they fight it with themselves. And they say, that's not true. And they fight it, and they fight it. And they say, I don't care if it's only an illusion. It sure is a nasty illusion. That's true. I am peace, though, when I give up fighting. The moment I stop fighting my problems, the moment I stop empowering my problems to continue to be a problem for me, then my life changes entirely. My life changes entirely to a wonderful, joyful, happy time. It's up to me. It's up to me because that's where I am. That's who I am. That's what I am. I am peace when I give up fighting. The world is filled with people who are fighting to get things. And they don't have to do that. I often say of the Hebrew nation that if they want their home country, they are the richest people in the world, they could go and buy it. They could buy it foot by foot, square foot by square foot, acre by acre, hectare by hectare. They could buy their homeland again if they wanted to. Now, why must they buy their homeland back? Because they said it's not theirs. They said someone has taken it from them. Now, we all say things like this, all too often, that someone else has taken our good from us. Someone else has taken that which it belongs to us. And then we fight for it, and we fight for it, and we fight for it. And we just fight a fruitless battle. It's an endless battle. It's a battle that never gets anywhere. And then, if we can just remember the master teacher saying, peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it unto you, but I give it unto you from my heart. Now, I am peace when I give up fighting. This is the kind of peace that the master teacher was speaking about. I am peace when I give up fighting. So, should the Hebrew nation want their homeland back? They just see their homeland back. Now, who wants to live there? Who wants to live in that homeland? Well, the people who are there already. But the people are a mixed group. There are people from other countries who live there in their homeland. And you see, when you become peaceful, then you don't care who lives there. All you do is you see peace there. And then you see all the government controlled by peaceful, harmonious people. People who are of the Hebrew nation. And as this is done, little by little, years have gone by already, little by little, peace prevails, and the country is absolutely in the hands of those people who say they want it. Now, once they got it, what are they going to do with it? Are they going to scrub it clean of the infidels? Are they going to scrub it clean of anything else that's there? No. We live in a world that is made up of many, many people. The Israelites, when they traveled over the world, they inbred with all the other nations. And all the other nations inbred with all the other nations. There's not a pure nation in the universe. All the nations are pure as being divine, but not as being one blood strain. And yet, all are one blood strain when you take them back, if you will, to the Adam and Eve concept. When you go back there, that's the one blood strain that started it all out, so to speak. Now, if that is true, and we believe that, then why are we worried about the blood strain? Well, it's not the blood strain, it's the philosophy strain. Well, if the philosophy strain is so good, why does anyone fight not to have it there? When the philosophy strain teaches peace, then the world is full of peace and there's no fighting. Whenever a mother tells her child, "You're a nasty little boy, you're a nasty little child, you're a nasty, nasty, nasty," the little child is very unhappy and feels nasty and goes out and continues to be nasty. But when the mother, even when a child is a nasty thing, turns to the child in her adult wisdom, if you call it that, and says to the child, "I am so proud of you. You struggle through that beautifully. You just always come up a winner. You are wonderful." And the kid will say, "My God, I thought I did something wrong." And "You are so thoughtful. You always are considerate." And the mother just keeps praising even that which was not apparent, even that which was not seen, even that which was not done. Not with fighting. Not with fighting. You give up the fighting. And in peace, you put the story out. In peace, you look at the world and you say, "All is in divine order now. All is in divine order." And you don't think that you have to do something. What you do in your mind, what I do in my mind, is more than enough to bring about peace on earth that is already there. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. I am peace when I give up fighting. Am I ready to give up fighting and enjoy peace? Am I ready to give up saying that I am not happy with my body? I'm not happy with my mind or my affairs? I'm not happy with my relationships? Give up those attitudes and say, "I am happy with my mind, my body, my affairs, and my relationships. I am happy!" And people, if they hear us, they think we're crazy because they see the evidence to the contrary. And we don't need to look at the evidence to the contrary ever. We merely look in our heart, and that is truly who we are. And then, as we say, "I am peace," and give up fighting for our cause, merely say, "I am peace," and let it go and let it be, then that peace is in us. That peace is in our world. That peace is in our life and affairs. It's a wonderful thing. But it's something that can only be done when we let go the fighting and start the loving. Unconditionally loving is the most glorious, beautiful fight stopper that ever existed on the face of the earth. It's interesting how wars over the years, when they were fought, Second World War especially, that when it came Christmas time, they stopped fighting. They stopped going after one another. People just stopped, just for one day. And then afterwards, they went back to their war. Now, if they can stop for one day for a concept of the universal peace that the Christ recommends, then what can happen in the world if you and I, individually and in all of our multiplican, gathering every other being under our auspices, saying, "Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is love in this world, and it began with me. Now there is order here, and it began with me." And all fighting goes out the window, for it has no place. And unconditional love stands firm as it always was, always is, and always will be. And I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. Say this and affirm this to yourself as I do to myself, and watch the peaceful miracle take place in your life, even as it does in mine. I love you. I love you. I love you.